back to Matt Findirect on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. There's a really important and very interesting piece of legislation being circulated in the Senate and the House of Representatives that is bipartisan, amazingly bipartisan. You know what that is? It's a bill that says no U.S. president can leave the NATO alliance without the majority permission of the Congress. No U.S. president, i.e. Trump, can leave NATO. The co-sponsors in the Senate are Tim Kaine of Virginia, the vice presidential nominee under Hillary Clinton in 2016 for the Democrats, and Marco Rubio of Florida, Republican, ran for president with 17 or 19 other people against Trump and went back and forth with Trump and so forth, and now sucks up to Trump. But in this one, Trump kept threatening to leave NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, put into effect after the Second World War to contain communism, especially the Ruskies. That we have been a member of NATO since right after the Second World War, and we should continue to be. The European countries share our traditions, Western civilization, Judeo-Christianity traditions. We believe in the separation of church and state. We believe that religion can have no part in decisions that a government makes. The separation of church and state, no established religion. Some NATO countries do have an established religion. Britain does. Some of the Scandinavian countries do, but they're tolerant. But the truth of the matter is, that underlying the whole fabric of Western civilization is a standard of legitimacy, tolerance, decency, due process, tolerance of other people, and no authoritarianism. In other words, democratic elections and governments that are basically run by elected people. So Trump kept threatening to draw us out of it. Why? Why did he serve Russian interests? Why did Trump suck up to Putin in a disgusting way, licking his boots? This is the president of the United States doing it to Putin, an autocrat who killed people. He murdered a guy, his agents did, in Britain, in London, murdered another one in Berlin. Trump said he didn't think that it was Russia that did it. Our CIA, our FBI, and the intelligence services of Western Europe said it was Putin who did it, kept sucking up to him. He did it because he was being funded by the Russians and had been, according to Eric Trump, his son, for a long time. New York banks, international banks wouldn't fund him because Trump would commit bankruptcy fraud. You know, he would fool around, and then he went bankrupt 6 times in his companies. They let him off the hook. They let him off the hook on a personal guarantee on one. I don't know why they did that. But you know you're not going to get paid. If you lend Trump money, he's gone. He's gone like a goose into the southern sky. You can't get hold of him. He's flying too high. So the Ruskies gave him money. The Steele report said that the Ruskies also had a pervert video on him in a Moscow hotel room. And Trump said, oh, no, that wasn't me. What, must have been somebody who looked like me? No, it doesn't exist. And so people de-emphasized it. My personal belief, I believe the Steele report. I don't believe, even if somebody lent him money, that he would be that obsequious, that servile, that bootlicking, sitting in Helsinki on television. Somebody said, do you believe the Russians hacked into the election? Your CIA and FBI said they did. He said, no, why would he do that? No, I know Vladimir, he's a good man. And you don't do that just because Vladimir lent you money. You do that because Vladimir has a video on you in an unspeakable series of acts. That's why you do it. But whatever it is, just by saying we may leave NATO, when the president, the big man, says we may do it, it demoralizes your allies. It plays into Trump's hands. It really helped, quite frankly, in the Brexit situation in Britain. The Ruskies hacked into that too. They spread disinformation, said that if you stay, because they wanted Europe to be split. So they said, in their ads, their false ads to the British public. If you stay in the EU, you will lose your public health care. It was a lie. That was a lie. All the countries have public health care. People bought it by a narrow margin. They voted for Brexit. That has caused a world of problems. It's caused a world of problems in Northern Ireland. It's reinstituted attacks, reignited attacks, and the Russians sit back licking their chops, because they are not free under Putin. They were free under Yeltsin, and Mikhail Gorbachev set it in motion, not free under Putin. And then Putin wants that cancer, inhuman, despicable form of government, authoritarianism, to spread all through Europe. Well, the Senate right now is put in legislation, and I think it will pass, because as bipartisan support, no U.S. president can leave NATO without our permission. Now, here's the problem. Biden will sign it. Biden is not leaving NATO. You see what I'm saying? Biden is not leaving NATO. And if there were a Republican president and he were honest and had a brain in his head, he wouldn't leave NATO. But you know what you can't stop with legislation? You can't stop bad faith, bad intentions. So what if you get a Trump in again and he goes sucking up to the Russians? Well, there's this law that says I can't leave NATO, but I'm going to help Russia, so I'm going to leave NATO and let them test it in court. And then the court comes back and says, no, you can't leave NATO because the law trumps you, no pun intended. Look at the damage Trump's done by doing that. What he's saying is the big man that everybody in this country voted for wants to leave NATO, that we're divided. That helps Russia in and of itself. The only way you can address this problem is not to elect Donald Trump. But he was elected, and right now he is showing up head in the polls among a Republican primary for 2024. And if he manages to stay out of jail for his financial fraud in Manhattan, for his extortion in Atlanta with Reffensberger, for inciting the January 6th insurrection, if he manages to stay out of jail and has any kind of health, or says he does have any kind of health, he could be the nominee. So I support this legislation 100%. It should go in as a strong signal from the Senate that America stands with NATO. We stand with our European allies. An attack on one is an attack on all. And if Russia goes into any NATO country, we will respond militarily. And they've got to understand that. And if they think that it's sad that they have old ladies selling dandelions and violinists playing with a hat in front of them, and they have a bad economy, and there are no bonds being sold in Russian and ruble-denominated mounts, they ain't seen nothing. So it's got to get across. I think Biden got that across to him. Putin is simply woofing, in my view. And if he goes into Ukraine, we have a very, very difficult decision whether to respond militarily, whether to arm the Ukrainian army. I think we would arm the Ukrainian army. And keep abreast of this. It's very, very common for a lot of people to say, oh, well, you know, let's talk about the Affordable Care Act. Let's talk about this. Let's talk about that. All important, all very important infrastructure, COVID relief. But ultimately, we have two major adversaries right now, Russia and China, and another major one is collectively jihad. And these have got to be monitored. And Russia right now on the border with Ukraine, very, very important piece of legislation just got in the Senate that we are going to pass legislation that says we can't get out of NATO. And that's not directed at Joe Biden. That's directed at Donald Trump in the future. Going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.